Yeah, Mark, for you, obviously, we'll get to this hole in one and what a moment that was for you. But what's your golf game? I've heard you're pretty good playing with some radio colleagues, but not quite scratch probably, but how's the game overall?
Game overall is pretty good. I would say I'm about a 10 handicap. I can go out there and shoot pretty good, and then the next day I can go out there and, not know how to hit a golf ball. But that's the game of golf, and we all love it, and that's why we all play it, because those good shots, keep us coming back for a little bit more. The odd ones we get when we're having a bad round.
For sure. You get out fairly often, I'm sure. I'm going to assume this was some sort of work fundraising thing, or tell me about the tournament, because I think they made out pretty well yesterday as well.
They did, yeah. So this was the Jack Mack Foundation Golf Tournament. It was the first ever golf tournament for them. The foundation was started because young 15-year-old Jack McDonald passed away, and this was started in his honor. And the golf tournament was at the Royal here in Regina, and it was a great turnout, and it was a lot of fun. And of course, the day was topped off with an ace.
Have you had another one?
I've never had one. You know what? I've witnessed one, sort of. Now, I don't know if I should be admitting this or not, but I was going to the bathroom in a tree one time on a golf course here in Regina, and as I was doing that, my dad proceeded to jar a hole in one. So I kind of saw it over my left shoulder, but not really.
Your heart's racing, and no one thinks they're ever gonna. I mean, insurance companies probably think it's safe. Yeah, I'll put whatever I need to make that hole worth 25 grand or whatever. You walk up to the seventh tee with your group yesterday. I think it was hole seven. Just kind of take us through your thought process and just what's kind of the whole scenario.
So we get up there, and of course there are three witnesses there because they have to be, right, for insurance purposes. And all three of them, I know them, so it was cool that they were there. And in fact, Jackson's stepmom was one of the people on the hole witnessing it, so that was really cool to have her there. So it was me and, of course, three others playing. I was playing with two gals and then another guy, and the two gals hit first, and then I went next. And 158 yards is what it was playing. I had an 8-iron in my hand, and it was one of those shots that when you hit the ball, you barely feel it come off the club face. You know those ones? I know you probably don't have many of those, Clark, but
Not a lot. A lot more off the hosel for sure.
yeah, so it came off the face so nice, and it's going right at the pin, and I'm like, oh, this looks nice. And then it hits the green and then disappears. So it bounces once and disappears. And if you're familiar with that hole, on the right side of the green, it can be blind sometimes just because of how the green is, and there's a bunker in front that kind of blinds that side.
There is,
So
yes, yeah.
the pin was more to the middle though, and when it bounced and disappeared, I said that ball just disappeared. So I look at everyone and I'm saying to them, like, that might have went in, and we're all like confused, like, what should we do? What should we do? So of course the witnesses, they were like, well, we got to go look, right? So they jump in their golf cart, and I didn't want them to be the first ones to see, right? I wanted to be the first one to get there and to see the ball in the hole. Well, hopefully the ball in the hole, right?
Yeah.
So I start running like full speed down the seventh, fairway up to the hole, 158 yards, and I don't know how quick it was, but it felt like I was Usain Bolt running down there. And I was using a two-colored ball, so it was like yellow and orange. I don't know why I was using that ball. A buddy gave it to me, and I'm like, oh, yeah, sure, I'll use this. So as I'm running up there, I kind of see a glow in the cup, right? Because the cup is, of course, white. The ball is really colorful. I see the glow, and then I get close and peek down, and sure enough, it's sitting in the cup with a divot about a foot away, and then the celebration, commences. We went absolutely crazy.
Well, yeah, because you're going to go crazy as fun scramble event. If any hole in one drops, it's going to be crazy. But we're talking, you're a young guy. For anybody that doesn't know, obviously you just bought a house. You have a baby on the way. You're taking home 25. The foundation gets 25. How does that feel?
It feels amazing. Yeah, it's so cool. Like I mentioned earlier, Jackson's stepmom was there and she was able to witness it, which was just awesome, right? So the foundation got half of that $50,000, and it was just so cool to be able to celebrate with her. And then, you know, the bonus was, you know, putting 25 into the pockets and celebrating with everyone there, because we were making noise. I think, you know, people in downtown Regina could have heard us. People from all across the course, they were driving over to celebrate as well. And I actually got a text message this morning from someone I don't know, but a friend gave this guy my cell phone number and sent me a video of the kind of tail end of the celebration. It's actually on my social media pages, and it was really cool to be able to watch that and relive a bit of the celebration from yesterday.
For sure. You're a popular guy, great on social media, and in the media industry in Regina are very well liked, and people are happy for you. But your phone, man, it's got to be melting.
It was nonstop last night. I woke up this morning, had so many messages, so many notifications on social media. My screen time today is definitely going to be higher than, you know, any other day this week. And then, you know, I'll get the notification at the end of the week from my iPhone saying, you know, your screen time is up 50% this week, because I've just been responding to texts and comments and stuff. But it's really cool that, you know, people are super excited for me about it. The people I was golfing with, they're excited. The foundation, obviously, very excited. It was a great day yesterday. And I, you know what, being that it was my first hole in one, I said to everyone, I don't need another one. What if I got a hole in one with no prize money attached? It sounds bad because I know everyone chases them throughout their entire golf career, but for me, it's going to be like, oh, a hole in one without 50 grand attached? I don't want it.
Yeah, absolutely. And you probably had some media requests, but just because this is Golf Saskatchewan doing it a little bit different, the game of golf, I mean, this might make it more a lot more fun for you or whatnot, but what does the game of golf kind of do for you just on a daily basis? And obviously, you're going to have moments like this that you'll never forget.
You mentioned
being with your dad, and he gets a hole in one. It's been lifelong, eh?
It's been a lifelong, you know, sport that I really love. And since I stopped playing hockey and more competitive sports, I would say I've even fallen more in love with the game. It's just something that I love doing, getting out on the golf course for 4 hours. All your worries are, you know, left in the clubhouse, and you're just out there to have fun with your friends, hit the ball around. And sure, I think, you know, a lot of us can get frustrated sometimes on the course, because that's golf, right? It's a frustrating game, but there's nothing better than being out there with a group of friends and, you know, having fun and laughing and, you know, making those odd good shots and being able to celebrate those. And, you know, you make a good shot on the 17th or 18th, and that's what keeps you coming back for more. So it's a game that's really, it's a big part of my life. And this is going to, I think it's made me fall more in love with the game and, you know, want to get out there a little bit more. Now, I did end up spraying my next drive way left. I didn't lose the ball, but I sprayed it way left. So that just goes to show that, you know, you can have a hole in one next hole, or one hole, the next hole ain't going to be so good.
That's right. Mark, congratulations. What a story. The social media, like the videos I saw already, it's a lot of fun. And just, you know, from our organization, keep playing the game and keep having fun.
I appreciate it. Appreciate what you guys do. And, next time we cross paths, I'll treat you to a round of golf. How about that?
Sounds great, pal. Can't wait.
Thanks, Clark.